Hare Krishna. Gadadhar Pandit is a member of the Panchatattva. So they came with to bring special mercy for us. In fact, we are extremely fortunate to still be able to be part of the unfolding Gauranga Leela by helping them to unfold the movement in some places where it's still not unfolded completely.
Yes.
So this was the prediction that the name of the Lord will be sung all over the world, every town and village. Bhagavad Purana will be read in every town and village, and prasadam will be eaten everywhere. And there will be saints, Vaishnava saints, all over the world. So Gadadhar Pandit is coming to bless us for this. And today I wanted to read from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sundays, usually mornings, are, I mean, oftentimes is Chaitanya Charitamrita. So there is one, how do we say, strange story in Antya Lila, Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 7. And it begins with a very pertinent dedication. So there are very beautiful verses in the beginning of every chapter by Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami. So Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami says, Chaitanya charanam boja makaranda liho bhaje yesham prasadamatrena pamaropyamaro bhavet. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that obviously includes Gadadhar Pandit. Simply by the causeless mercy of the devotees engaged in licking honey from his lotus feet, even a fallen soul becomes eternally liberated. Yesham prasada matrena. Just by a little mercy from devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's similar to there's one very similar verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita where Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami says, Sri Chaitanya Padam Bhoja Madhu Pebhyo Namo Nama Katanchit Ashayad Yesham Shvapi Tat Ganda Bhagbhavet. It says that I offer my respectful obeisances to the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who are like honeybees collecting honey from the lotus of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. Because if you somehow or other get shelter of such devotees, even if one is a dog, one will get his share of that honey. One will get a little bit of that honey. Even if you're not a bee, no problem. Even if I think I'm a dog, still, they are so kind, they will share. They will give some honey. Honey for us to get also. So I think this story is a perfect illustration from Antya Lila chapter 7, is a perfect illustration of this. The chapter is called The Meeting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Vallabhabhata. So Gadadhar Pandit is an incarnation of whom?
Well,
yes, please.
Yes. Or Vrindavaneshwari.
Yes. Yes. Or? And there is one more option. Yes. Yes. So, this is spoken by Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami that Gadadhar is Rukmini, incarnation of Rukmini. So that's beg pardon?
In Krishna Lila, Rukmini.
The queen in Dwarka?
I mean, but who in Krishna, in the Vrindavan, who is Rukmini?
That's Chandravali.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
strange.
It's very strange. Very strange, yes. Very strange. There's a lot of rasika discussions in this regard, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has stolen. It says that, I think Krishnas Karaj Goswami says that he, Gadadhar Pandit, has only the dakshina, the submissive mood. So Ujjwala Nilamani describes 360 moods of heroines, female lovers. 360. Which sounds like a very round number. degrees in a circle. Whereas heroes are only 92. Which sounds almost like a quarter of a circle, but plus two. I don't know what's the significance of these numbers. And we know that in Vrindavan, Radharani is more of the contrary nature, who will argue with Krishna, and Lalita always trains her. Please don't say yes, say no. That's why she's a guru. She says, don't submit. Of course, there's a whole, it's a very beautiful Leela, how it's done. Sometimes she says, no, now you agree. Now you greet Krishna. But yes, and Chandravali is the epitome of the dakshina, of the submissive type, of the other side. So it is described that Krishna stole all the mood, this contrary mood of Srimati Radharani, and what Gadadhar Pandit, who is the expansion of Radharani or incarnation of Radharani in Gaura Lila, has left is only the most submissive part. So all the arguing part is stolen by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is very, how to say, it's even, some even say it, aggressive. In his Lila as Nimai Pandit, he would argue, defeat everybody backwards and forwards, and so he shows in parts of his Lila that mood. So therefore, Gadadhar Pandit has what he has left is only the very most submissive mood. So that's matching to Rukmini's mood with Chandravali in Vrindavan Lila. But Chandravali is also an expansion of Radharani. So Sarva Lakshmi Mayi is the glorification of Srimati Radharani in the Adi Lila. So she is all the Lakshmis. She is the source of all the Shaktis of Krishna. All the Shaktis are her expansions. So there is no contradiction, really. But it does look paradoxical. So this chapter is interesting and paradoxical in many ways, and I think it has relevance for many of us. We see this is verse 145. Krishnas Karaj Goswami says that 144. This is chapter 144. Gadadhara Pandidaira Shura Garaba Rukmini Devi Rajaiche Dakshina Swabhav Dakshina Dakshina. Gadadhar Pandit's pure ecstatic love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also very deep. It was like that of Rukmini Devi, who was always especially submissive to Krishna. Whereas Jagadananda Pandit, who was always arguing, is compared to Satyabhama, who was also more of the arguing type. 145, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes desired to see Gadadhar Pandit's affectionate anger, as also Krishna in Dwaraka sometimes teased Rukmini, chapter 60. Of the 10th canto. But because of knowledge of the Lord's opulences, his anger was never invoked. In the 10th canto, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says that in the sun of separation burns very strongly, and therefore even those who are completely immersed in the mood of Madhurya will manifest complete knowledge of Krishna's Aishwarya. So in Vrindavan, even those who never pay attention, any attention to Krishna's position as God in separation, they will start praying mentioning that he is God, that he incarnates as Rama, and so forth. So here we see Gadadhar Pandit manifests this special mood. Did you get it? Sun, bright, burning. So therefore, those who usually in Vrindavan don't see Krishna as God, in separation, in this sun of separation, Viraha, the sun of Viraha of separation, illuminates or brings out the position and opulence of Krishna as God. It never overshadows their love, but it brings it a little bit into awareness. So here we see he was in this chapter. This chapter is called Lord Chaitanya meets Vallabhabhata. We had this meeting before when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan, and then on the path in Prayag he met Vallabhacharya, and it was so sweet. It was very nice. And Vallabhacharya was very inspired. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was happy to see Vallabhacharya's acumen and position as a great Vaishnava. And then now Vallabhacharya is coming to Puri to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on pilgrimage, and to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he sees the first part of this chapter is Ratha Yatra, and he sees the amazing kirtan, the amazing dancing. He sees how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifests his incredible power, and he also appreciates how all the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are incredibly wonderful and powerful, great devotees. So he never before he saw so many amazing devotees, and actually they are incarnations, many of them. So he was very impressed. And then it's a strange leela which is, is more for the in-house discussion, and not so much for beating others over the head. Because basically what we have described here is Vallabhabhata deprived of his pride is crushed. His pride is crushed. And I heard that Prabhupada was not happy when something was published in the back in the magazine of Back to Godhead from this Leela, which created unnecessary friction with wonderful followers of Vallabha Sampradaya, Sumati Muraji among them, the one who was always supporting Srila Prabhupada. So we see that Krishnas Karaj Goswami, on one hand, he has to protect the Sampradaya, and that includes to show the superiority or unique gift that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving. So we have how he defeats the Madhva followers, the something, not like defeat, but some kind of almost joking debate with Venkatabhata with Sri Vaishnavas, and obviously Mayavadis many times he defeats. Although we see how sweetly he defeats them, how sweetly he just sits somewhere in the I don't know, garbage corner. We don't have even such corners in our houses. I don't know, we don't even have such places here in this room. And then he shines, and then they invite, and then he very sweetly, he says, well, I could say something, but would you mind? And he said, no, please, just say it. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, logically, philosophically, but very sweetly, preaches in such a way that the Varanasi sannyasis convert. And till today, actually, you can see they sing Hare Krishna. If you visit there, you can see. They sometimes don't even understand why, clearly. They sort of lost. I mean, because Mayavadis will also sing Hare Krishna. They will not reject bhakti as a method, but that's not based on a proper understanding sometimes, if they are still Mayavadis. Mayavadis means those who say Krishna is Maya. Krishna's form is Maya. Everybody is God, except God. you should worship God everywhere, but not in the temple. It sounds very strange. It shows some problem is there. But it's a tricky thing. This is something we often mix. There are two considerations. There is we have social duties and we have constitutional duties. In the second chapter of the Gita, Prabhupada mentions these two different types of duties, social and constitutional. And he says, until we are liberated, we perform our social duties nicely. Right? Also in philosophy, there is ethics and metaphysics. Two parts are there. So ethics is how you act, and metaphysics is what is what. And our problem is we mix, and we often will misuse metaphysics to justify our unethical behavior. So in the second chapter of the Gita, Krishna says, nobody can kill or nobody can be killed. So Ramanujacharya says, does it justify killing? He says, no, it's not an ethical statement. It's not about ethics. It's not about social behavior. It's a metaphysical statement. Now, ethically, it may be ethical to kill, it may be unethical to kill. That's a separate discussion. It's a different branch of philosophy, where it's ethical, where it's not ethical. So in the same way here, we see metaphysically, philosophically, Krishnaska Raja Goswami establishes superiority through the stories and philosophy. However, if we, like last year, it was a little, said irony. We had some class given by a wonderful Vaishnava about Sri Ramanujacharya in a big temple, which was glorifying Ramanujacharya, but then also it was pointing out some differences. What are the differences between our sampradayas? And then it was put on a very public website. And then it was 1,000 years of Ramanujacharya last year, the appearance, the anniversary, millennial anniversary. And Sri Vaishnavas stumbled upon it, probably somebody very helpfully sent them out, see how wrong you are there, the defects are there. And they obviously were hurt. Because they say, okay, we are happy that you are celebrating, but why do you have to insult Ramanujacharya or us by some of these statements? So we see that it came out somewhat awkward. Even now, you know, it's the age of, everything is recorded, broadcast, and unless I speak and maybe they will.
Or here, where should I go?
Cover my lips so that we can lip read. Yes, it may go. I sometimes don't know where it will end up. Also, the books we sell on the street. So, in the case of neophytes, it oftentimes creates unnecessary trouble. For us, you know, we have burned whole countries by our preaching. We have burned till today. We can hardly, it's still like, very difficult place to do anything. Sometimes, some places it's sort of recovered by nice work after a couple decades, and some places it's still burned. So there was no need, there's no necessity to do that. And Gadadhar Pandit here is a very merciful example of such soft side. So you can see on one side Vallabhata is defeated here, two points, or at least one point is defeated here. So how he is defeated, anybody remembers? Except Maharaj, you probably read it 100 times. Who can remember how is it defeated here?
Who's read it?
Who has read it? Yes, that's the about the name. Yeah, so that's actually the third point where he's defeating you. It's okay.
I don't know exactly, but I know how it ended.
Yeah. So okay. So the name where he says, why should we chant the name of our Supreme Husband, the Lord? And Advaita Acharya says, just ask Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu says, the first rule is you follow the first duty of a chaste wife is you follow the order or desires of your husband. And Krishna tells you, please do chant. So that overrules all the other considerations. But also there were two more. He wanted, yes? Yeah, please.
Yeah, he came to Lord Chaitanya one day very proud. And he said, would you like to hear my commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam?
Exactly.
That actually the previous commentary, Sridhar Swami, whatever he says is actually inconsistent. But I've actually written something that's perfect.
Yes. And Mahaprabhu said, whoever rejects Swami is a prostitute. It's like, yeah, yes. It's quite humiliating. And then also he wanted to say, oh, I have such wonderful explanations of the holy name. And Mahaprabhu says, I just know Krishna is Shyama Sundara Yashoda Nandana. That's all I know, and that's all I need to know. Although, like, you know, in any other case, obviously we have we have whole tomes of glories of the holy name, so it can be expanded. Nothing wrong with that. So, at the end, we see that Vallabhacharya himself realizes what is happening. He realizes that he's being crushed again and again. In other words, his pride is crushed again and again. And it's interesting, Srila Prabhupada makes sure to describe some of this in before. His first canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, how Keshava Kashmiri's pride is removed. So it's an important condition. So his pride was smashed again and again, and even though he is a great and wonderful acharya, actually a wonderful Vaishnava, and so therefore it says that it was so intolerable for him, and also he was surprised because he thought, how is this that he smashes in every way?
Not only him, but the whole Vaishnavas.
Others, yeah, definitely. You say they see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu avoids him, so therefore, yeah, all of them started like treating him. He felt as an ugly.
He came to the assembly of Vaishnavas and he went back to defeat them.
Yes.
You got defeated by them.
Yes. Yes. By the way, there is a nice blessing from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, Shidare ranu gata je korere koreli khan. This is 135. Sabaloke manya kori kori begrahan. One who comments on Srimad Bhagavatam following in the footsteps of Sridhar Swami will be honored and accepted by everyone. And then he says, put forth your explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam following in the footsteps of Sridhar Swami. Giving up your false pride, worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. So, I understand he must have re-edited his comment because his subodhini is included as an authorized commentary by Bhakti Siddhantaji and Srila Prabhupada, and also his followers. Vallabhacharya's followers did put forth commentaries based both on Vallabhacharya's subodhini and Sridhar Swami. So they sort of taken into account this particular advice that you include. And we see for example, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Jiva Goswami, they will always first of all quote, if there was some relevant point from Sridhar Swami, they will include it, and then they will expand on that Sridhar Swami's comment in their commentaries. So they it has become a standard. Sridhar Swami's commentary is so brilliant. So Vallabhacharya, for Vallabhacharya it was intolerable, so then he goes to Gadadhar Pandit secretly and he tries to read to him his commentary. So how just a second, I'm commentary, his commentaries. And Gadadhar Pandit was so compassionate that he could not refuse, even though it was almost an unspoken agreement between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers that they would not validate Vallabhacharya. Validate, can you try how to say it differently? Confirm the opinion of Vallabhacharya about himself. It's not that they disrespect him, it's just they didn't validate his self-image. Authorized, yeah. They didn't support his opinion about himself. And, yes, so this is 92. Ashamed, insulted, and unhappy, Vallabhabhata went to Gadadhar Pandit. Do you sometimes feel ashamed, insulted, or unhappy? Approaching him with great humility, Vallabhabhata said, "I have taken shelter of you, my dear sir." Doina kori kohe nilung to marasharam tumi kripa kori rakho amara jivan. Kindly be merciful to me and save my life. So here's a prayer to Gadadhar Pandit. Krishna nama bhakya jodi karaha shravantabe mora lajja panka hoya prakkalan. Please hear my explanation of the meaning of Lord Krishna's name. In that way, the mud of the shame that has come upon me will be washed off. Still, see, it's not, how to say, total surrender. It's a conditional surrender. He wants something out of it. And Gadadhar Pandit, 95. Thus, Pandit Gosai fell into a dilemma. He was in such doubt that he could not decide alone what to do. 96. Although Gadadhar Pandit Gosai did not want to hear it, Vallabhabhata began to read his explanation with great force. I think we can know, we have met some devotees also like this, who will start purifying us and teaching us with great force. Because Vallabhabhata was a learned Brahmana, Gadadhar Pandit could not forbid him. Thus he began to think, "O Lord Krishna, my dear Lord Krishna," he requested, "please protect me in this danger. I have taken shelter of you." So Vallabhabhata takes shelter of Gadadhar Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit takes shelter of Krishna, takes shelter of Krishna. So don't forget this when you will have your disciples, okay? You're not the shelter, you are offering Krishna's shelter. And to the extent you take shelter in Krishna, you can offer Krishna's mercy. You're not giving your mercy, I mean, to some extent, but you're offering Krishna's mercy and devotee's mercy and Guru Parampara's mercy. So you can see, Vallabhabhata takes shelter in Gadadhar, Gadadhar takes shelter in Krishna. Why? Because 98, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present in everyone's heart. So you can see Krishna in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he will certainly know my mind. Therefore, I do not fear him. His associates, however, are extremely critical. Vishama Tangragana. Vishama Tangragana. Vishama. 98. Although Gadadhar Pandit Gosai was not in the least at fault, some of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees showed affectionate anger toward him. So you can see others, other associates started showing anger, dissatisfaction towards Gadadhar Pandit. Every day, Vallabhabhata would come to the place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to engage in unnecessary arguments with Advaitacharya and other great personalities such as Swarup Damodara. And every day he was smashed and smashed and smashed. So then finally he realized, maybe I need to give up my pride. Maybe that's the lesson. So then he says, "Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, can you please accept just one more invitation from me for lunch?" He was a grihastha. So just one more invitation, like you did in Prayag. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted, and then he said that you are such a learned scholar, so this pride does not befit you, does not look well in if you are scholarly but so proud. So it's an unfortunate but very frequent side effect of learning. And the proper effect should be becoming humble, but naturally pride will be very naturally accompanied. It doesn't mean we should not learn or study, but it means we should study very deeply and study not for external glory but for service of Krishna as bhakti, as devotional service. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, "You are such a scholar, so therefore this pride doesn't befit you. So that's why I was behaving like this." And Gadadhar Pandit was present. So here Krishna Skaraj Goswami says that Vallabhacharya asks permission from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and takes initiation from Gadadhar Pandit. So maybe Vallabhacharya's followers may not accept it. That's so we do not try to, we do not insist that they accept everything that is said here. It illustrates for us the relative. So again, there is the social side. We want to be respectful to everybody, and there is the metaphysical side. Which philosophy is the most perfect and the deepest? So Gadadhar Pandit also approaches Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Swarup Damodar was sent to bring Gadadhar Pandit. And text 156. Are you using the book? You need the book? You don't have the book. Okay, I'm telling you that. So Swarup Damodar is saying, "Why did you not retaliate by reproaching him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Why did you fearfully tolerate his criticism?" Gadadhar Pandit said, "Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is completely independent. He is the topmost omniscient personality. I would not do not look well for me to talk to him as if he's equal." Never stopped Radharani.
Interesting, because
Swarup Damodar is an incarnation of Lalita. Yes, usually, similar. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Very similar. Thank you for bringing this up. So he says, "I can tolerate whatever he says, bearing it upon my head. He will automatically be merciful to me after considering my faults and attributes." So it's not defending ourselves, the deepest need to justify ourselves. And after that, he goes to Mahaprabhu and falls down at his feet, and Mahaprabhu embraces him and he says, I was just teasing you, but you never... You were never disturbed," Mahaprabhu says. "You stayed fixed in your simplicity. In this way, you have purchased me. You have purchased me." Would you like to buy Gauranga Mahaprabhu?
I think that same word that Krishna called Rukmini.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, exactly, yes, exactly. And he says, I cannot repay, yes. Thank you. And so 163, no one can describe the characteristics and ecstatic love of Gadadhar Pandit, therefore another name for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Gadadhar Prananath. Gadadhar Prananath, Gadadhar Prananath, the life and soul of Gadadhar Pandit. So, no one can say how merciful the Lord is to Gadadhar Pandit, but people know the Lord as Gadaira Gaur, the Lord Gauranga of Gadadhar Pandit. So he's Gaur of Gadai. Because he's purchased. He says, I'm purchased, I'm yours. Usually the devotee says, I'm yours, but here the Lord says, I'm yours. No one can understand the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are like the Ganges. For hundreds and thousands of branches flow from even one of his activities. Gadadhar Pandit is celebrated all over the world for his gentle behavior. Saujanya, gentle. Saujanya means polite, civil. So again, this social consideration, how he behaves, how he interacts with others. Brahmanyata, guna, his brahminical attributes, and his steady love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord purified Vallabhabhata by cleansing him of the mud of false pride. By such activities, the Lord also instructed others. Others, obviously, some people outside there, right? It cannot be about me. I'm already here, right? So it's somebody else, others. It doesn't say you, it says others. So. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually always merciful within his heart, but he was sometimes externally negligent of his devotees. We should not be preoccupied with his external feature, however. For if we do so, we shall be vanquished. Meaning, we should not criticize Krishna, Chaitanya, Krishna or Krishna Chaitanya, because that's the essence of our conditioning. We find criticizing. We think he's unfair, unjust, or unfriendly, unkind. So that's the root cause of our material conditioning. So Krishnas Karaj Goswami says that whoever hears about this story can achieve Eto Kohilung Jahara Shavane Paya Gora Premadan. By hearing this, you get the treasure of love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna, congratulations. That includes all the other possible blessings. So this is our Gadadhar Pandit. We can see he's very merciful. Even under the extreme pressure from others, from great devotees, even from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he gave mercy. He gave mercy. So is there hope for us, especially today? Can we pray to Gadadhar Pandit asking for his special consideration, special clause? Can you please help me get out of my mud of pride and other obstacles slowing down our progress in bhakti on the path to Krishna? He is very dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's very mysterious. You can see how there are different moods. He's a childhood friend of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's darling of Shachimata because he was able to pacify Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even in his feelings of separation in Navadvip. There are several stories here. He moved to Jagannath Puri when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu settled in Puri, and he was always with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's obviously very natural. And so therefore sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sometimes we have the deities Gadai Gauranga, Gadadhar Pandit and Gauranga. the Bhaktivinoda Thakur oftentimes worshipped Gadai Gauranga in Yoga Pit. I think we have Gadai Gauranga also. The deity is Gadai Gauranga. So this is, you know, we see Krishna in the mood of Radharani, although we see in Antya Lila he even takes not the mood of Radharani but of a, even of a Manjari serving Radha and Krishna. A very rare gift to the world. And Gadadhar Pandit is Radharani, but with all her obstreperousness, contrariness. Can you translate it? Disagreeableness or readiness to
contrariness.
Yeah, I said it is all. These are all. What's a simple synonym? I mean, quarrelsomeness. I see it's not quarrelsome. It's not a good word. Man, anger. You know, it's loving man, loving anger. She, without that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took away everything, and so therefore only the softest part is there. And that's why he's also said to be Rukmini's incarnation, because Rukmini embodies that side, very submissive, very soft part. So. They are coming all five, and with unlimited associates to bless the world. So we can try to help them. And Bhaktisiddhanta Ji has this amazing statement that only shallow people want to serve Radha Krishna at Radha Kund. The really deep ones want to serve Radharani at Kurukshetra. And Kurukshetra doesn't mean the battle of Kurukshetra, it means the Radhayatra, when the gopis are bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan. Because a friend in need is a friend indeed. Yeah? So there she needs most help to bring Krishna back in separation. And now the Panchatattva can really use our help to spread the Gaura Lila, to spread mercy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I'm just one gardener. How many fruits can I give out? Please, everybody help me. I just want to give out more fruits. So it's good, our good fortune to join this fruit distribution of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we can also pray to Gadadhar Pandit for his mercy to help us be engaged harmoniously in a cooperative mood in such a way that we can advance and participate in this beautiful Leela of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Shri Panchatattva ki jai, Shri Gadadhara Pandit ki jai, Shri Nava Yoga Pit ki jai. Comments, questions, points?
Gadadhar Pandit was afraid of other associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but I mean he must have known that they are very merciful, and he himself was very merciful. I mean, it's kind of
strange.
Yeah, I mean, I know he wasn't afraid for his. We are usually afraid of bad opinion of others.
It's one of the greatest fears of.
But devotee does not have this fear, so it was not that probably. No? False ego, protecting false ego. It was not that fear. So, if you can a little bit explain what it was that fear, because it wasn't usual social consideration, but he must have be afraid not to serve in a proper way them or the Lord Chaitanya. I mean, that's probably quite subtle thing, because
I have two ideas, two thoughts about it. But you want to comment on this?
I'll just give one example.
Can you please give the
It is said that Srila Rupa Goswami was meditating one day on the pastimes of Lord Krishna joking with the cowherd boys. And at that time there was one senior Vaishnav, he's walking by, who was crippled. So when he was walking by, and Rupa Goswami was in his bhajan kutir, and he was in the lila of Lord Krishna with the cowherd boys, and in that lila they all started to laugh. So Srila Rupa Goswami started to laugh also. And when the Vaishnav walked by, he thought that Srila Rupa Goswami was laughing at him because of his being crippled. So he became very disturbed. And it's said that Srila Rupa Goswami's meditation broke on that pastime, and he couldn't imagine why, what kind of offense he had committed. So he told his elder brother, Srila Sanatana Goswami, about it. And he said, well, you should call a feast, all the Vaishnavas. So they had a big feast and invited all the Vaishnavas, and all of them came except for that one senior Vaishnav who was crippled, who felt he had been offended by Srila Rupa Goswami. And then Srila Rupa Goswami went and asked for forgiveness, whatever offense he had committed, and then it was explained what happened, and then everything was all right. So even inadvertently, we displeased the Vaishnavas, we might get into trouble.
Thank you. So some could misunderstand that Gadadhar Pandit opposes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's actions, something like this, and that could that could be seen as offensive. So that could create troubles for somebody.
sometimes we face in Sankirtan or otherwise devotees or people who are who are also criticizing, and on the other hand they want to approach the Lord of Vaishnavas, but have this similar situation to this one. But in one way, subtly, they are criticizing or something, and then you don't know how to deal with this other. You cannot. Should you go away, because it's a bit the word presumptuous to think that you can deal with such a person properly, you are exposing yourself to danger, but this person wants to something from Krishna, and then you don't know where is this point where you should leave his association, the point.
Yeah, so that depends. It seems that there are some people who take it as their life mission to just put dirt on devotees, so that they want to become like professional critics. That's the only thing they do. The only.
They are attracted by something, so it is obviously they are attracted by something and themselves want to be in association.
Yeah, Kamsa also could not forget Krishna for 1 second. I'm not saying that they are Kamsa, but you know, if they are trolling internet for 7 hours a day to throw mud at every opportunity, that's not a desirable association. We see that Srila Prabhupada in Upadeshamrita says that even Prakriti Sahajiyas, who will not criticize, I think that's one of their things that they try to avoid, but they will they chant Hare Krishna, and they will indulge, they will break the regulative principles. They will indulge in intoxication, illicit sex, and whatever. So Prabhupada says we should respect them in our mind, but okay, they are chanting Hare Krishna, that's good. But not associate with them. So in other words, okay, Hare Krishna, but if... they are not even criticizing, they are just they are having bad habits, which is less, actually apparently dangerous. We see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they visited that so-called sannyasi with a wife and a bottle of Ananda, and they even took bananas or something in his house. But they, with the Mayavadis who criticized Krishna and Bhakti, they didn't even want. I mean, they, it was took much more to for for other critics, local critics also. He didn't give mercy so easily. So criticism seems to be more. And deleterious, more injurious, more harmful than other problems. So therefore, if they are a professional critic, then you can smile, say Hare Krishna, and say I have no gulab jamuns today, and sorry, I have to go or something. I don't know. So in other words, you see on a case by case basis. If it's a professional critic who is very, that's his life mission. That's undesirable, very undesirable association. Not if he says something bad publicly, then not for him, but for others. You can refute some statements for the benefit of others. But with this person, there's no point. There's even so-called psychology describes backfire effect. There are people who even maybe didn't have a clear opinion, and then you try to they express some wrong opinion, and then you try to convince them in the correct opinion. But the more facts and logical arguments you give, the more they become entrenched in that they fight back, and they become it's backfires. You get the opposite effect by arguing with such people. They find more and more arguments for their erroneous opinion. So that's an undesirable association. But if they are sincere, if you can detect that they are sincere, they are just sincerely misunderstanding something, and maybe struggling with their own problems, but they are still struggling. There is a possibility for them to look inside themselves also. And maybe overcome some trouble. Like you see Vallabhacharya here, he did look inside himself, and he admitted, yes, I was proud. Sorry, please. And then you can see he became a great acharya, and it's a very friendly sampradaya. And he was a friend of Rupa Goswami. And like till today, I mean, hopefully in the future, that there are some. I mean, like there's one devotee from that sampradaya. So his wife asked in a temple, "Do you have books in English on your philosophy?" He said, "Just go to ISKCON. ISKCON has books in English, and that's the same philosophy." That's so the pujari said sent her to. So you can see they have a sister sampradaya. Rupa Goswami mentions them in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So you can see he looked into himself. He saw, aha, that's my what I need to overcome. It was even, how to say this, it was even not a false pride, it was a justified pride. It was obviously, he had every right to be proud. His commentary was brilliant. And all of his explanations were brilliant, actually. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected, basically it was a very subtle operation, very fine, it's a neurosurgery, it was not a sledgehammer, it's a very subtle correction for making him go further, becoming even more elevated. So if a person has this capacity to be introspective, then you can try to somehow. If they are your friend, that there's even more prospects are even better, that maybe you can even confront these things more directly. And I know cases people change, they turn from being critics to being cooperative people. I know cases like this, it's possible. So that depends, in other words. on the particular case. Any more on this? Would you like to, Maharaj, to add? So, Gadadhar Pandit, very merciful Gadadhar Pandit, Prabhu ki jai, Shri Panchadatta ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nidai Gaur Prabhanande Hari Namo. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari.